WRKA88 team getting naked this morning at 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Now, see, Michelle, it wasn't so bad, was it?
No, that wasn't bad at all.
Michelle, hon, stick with me. I'll take care of you against these boneheads.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Let's see. On TV tonight, Entertainment Tonight on Channel 11 is going to take a look at TV in a 10-part series hosted by Peter Strauss. He is looking at some of the greats in TV history, like All in the Family, Masterpiece Theater, I Love Lucy, and The Tonight Show. Do you remember Peter Strauss? He was in the first miniseries ever made. Do you remember the name of it?
I do.
Rich Man, Poor Man.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for Rich Man, Poor Man with Peter Strauss, they think that Roots would have never come along, and the miniseries probably would not have happened.
Oh, darn.
I also saw an article in USA Today about the TV's repeat performances, the highest ratings for reruns.
Yeah.
Can you guess what the highest rating comes for a rerun? It's pretty obvious.
A show? Probably MASH.
Right, MASH. Yeah. Followed by one of my personal favorites, Three Company.
Three's Company.
That too.
Yeah, that one.
That came later.
Different Stroke. Followed by Benson's and Give Me a Break. Give me a break, please, Larry. 24 after 8, what's happening in the news center?
It's cloudy, 37 degrees in Louisville. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln in the RK News Center. Arraignments have been postponed for three members of the Butcher family, C.H. Butcher Jr., his wife Shirley, and Butcher's 83-year-old father, C.H. Sr., are all charged with federal bankruptcy fraud, but they are having difficulty finding lawyers to represent them during their pending trial.
There's a bit more polish today on the image of Kentucky's public school system. Kentucky's college-bound students ranked among the top in the nation for improving their test scores. The U.S. Department of Education says Kentucky tied with Alabama for second place in percentage improvement on the American College Test. Kentucky's overall ranking was 19th out of 28 states.
The AFL-CIO officially denounced the controversial six-month-old strike against the Hormel meatpacking plant in Austin, Minnesota. The parent union says the walkout is threatening the jobs of 1,500 members. Newsman David Hall has more of a description of the aftermath of the breaking of a levee that ended with a flooding of two towns in California.
You can see just silhouettes of treetops and rooftops, and you can see flashlights, lots of flashlights, all aiming skyward, people trying to get the attention of the helicopters flying overhead to come and pick them up from their rooftops. You hear a lot of yelling and screaming and a lot of crying, and you can hear the slashing of the river in the faint background.
President Reagan received a warm welcome on a short visit to Grenada yesterday. He conceded his plans to enhance the economic situation in the Caribbean hasn't worked as well as he hoped, but as Reagan put it, we're going to improve it. U.S. Envoy Philip Habib reportedly talked today with Philippine opposition leader Corazon Aquino about her plans for nonviolent protest aimed at ousting President Marcos.
A nationwide poll finds Americans overwhelmingly sympathetic towards Tylenol's maker, Johnson & Johnson. The poll was taken after the second series of cyanide-tainted Tylenol. The poll found 76% of the American public believes the company has done enough to ensure the safety of Tylenol.
An estimated 150,000 automotive enthusiasts and spectators will be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Carl Casper's Auto Show today through Sunday at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center here in Louisville. The show will be staged 6 till 11 p.m. today, noon till 11 tomorrow, and noon till 9 on Sunday.
RK News Time is 8:26. The advanced radar weather forecast is coming up next.
February is inventory tax time in Indiana, and Honda Cars of Clarksville now has over 100 new Hondas in quality used cars in stock. To avoid paying Indiana inventory tax, they must sell them this month. So Honda Cars of Clarksville is having an inventory tax sale. You, the buyer, get to choose on any new Honda in stock. Take a low 7% buy-down interest rate for the lowest monthly payment, or select an $850 cash rebate and use it towards your down payment, or for a trip to someplace warm in your new Honda, or any other way you choose. Or select one of Honda Cars of Clarksville's fine used cars and receive a $500 cash rebate in addition to their already low prices. It's buyer's choice during the February inventory tax sale at Kentuckiana's exclusive Honda Cars of Clarksville.
Honda Cars of Clarksville.
We are gathered here today to pay tribute to a good friend of ours, our old state.
stereo receiver. Now, I've lived a good life, played at the best parties, complimented many a fine tune, but the time has come to send our good friend to that big graphic equalizer in the sky.
If your old receiver has seen better days or released its final tune, take it to Music City's month-long trade-in sale. Right now, you can bring in your old receiver and get a $50 trade-in allowance, good towards the purchase of a Sony, Luxman, or Kenwood receiver from Music City. If you bring your old speakers in, you'll receive up to a $100 trade-in on a new pair of speakers from Bose, Klipsch, Infinity, or JBL. When the time has come to let go of that old receiver, speakers, or any audio or video equipment, trade them in at Music City on Shelbyville Road at Hurstbourne Lane or New Cut Road, 1 mile south of Iroquois Park.
An old friend like your stereo receiver will truly be missed, but now you can ease the pain at Music City's trade-in sale going on all month long.
This is Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center. A traveler's advisory in central Indiana has been issued for this morning. 1 to 2 inches of snow is expected there. But the latest charts indicate our temperature will remain above freezing most of the day, and no snow is really expected here. The forecast for today, look for sprinkles. It's also going to be cloudy and a little on the windy side. The temperature will continue dropping through the 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low temperature 24 degrees. And tomorrow, partly sunny, a high at 42.
Stanford Field reports 41 degrees. It's 38 in Fern Creek. We have cloud cover and 37 degrees at WRKA. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln at 103 WRKA.
It's time to put someone on the payroll. We are looking for Tom Ridge to give us a call. Tom Ridge, you now have 10 minutes and 30 seconds to call us at 571-WRKA, and we will put you on the payroll here at RKA.
Thank God it's...
WRK has a special bonus for you. If you stay on our payroll bonanza longer than any other listener, you'll win a dream ski vacation for two to Vail, Colorado. Thanks to Skier's Edge in DuPont Village and Eastern Airlines. Plus, you'll also get a chance to be a guest host on the A-Team Morning Show at the pay rate of, what is this, $250 an hour?
Right.
Whose leg are they pulling, Lynn? Now, back to you.
Thank you very much. It's 8:30 at RKA.
103 WRKA, where Glenn Beck plays more monster hits. And here comes one now.
103 WRKA and Billy Joel and my Uptown Girl at 8:36, 24 minutes before 9 o'clock with the A-Team on duty this morning. Bell Hop, come here, we need some service. Let's see, the weather forecast, according to Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center, is coming up in just a second. While I find it, Larry's got some important information.
Well, we were talking about U of K and U of L fans and such this morning, so I thought maybe we could think about a couple of the guys that have a real good chance at being U of K and U of L players who've made the top 25 prep boys basketball players list.
Mm-hmm.
The best in the nation.
Right.
Rex Chapman from Owensboro is rated number 3 on this list. He's a 6'5 guard, and tremendous he is. And from Eastern here in Louisville.
Tremendous he is?
He is tremendous.
Thank you.
How's that? Felton Spencer is a 7'2" center from Eastern High School. He's number 17 on that list, and he's going to make somebody a heck of a catch.
And he'll probably make a heck of a lot of money, too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
A weather forecast, cloudy with a chance of drizzle this morning. Low of 35, but we've already passed that. Tonight, cloudy, cool later today and a chance of drizzle. Temp steady at 40. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 24. The temperature gauge in here says 85. What's the temperature, Kathy?
I don't think 85 is right.
37 right now at 8:37, 23 before 9.
We're speaking about cosmetic surgery to the coordinator of the Women's Pavilion at the Norton Hospital. Now, why would a person want to have cosmetic surgery?
Well, I think when you look better, you feel better about yourself.
Uh-huh.
And the Women's Pavilion Cosmetic Surgery Program has been established with this in mind.
What are some of the procedures available in the cosmetic surgery program?
One example is cosmetic surgery which can enhance the face by removing wrinkles, improving the nose, ears, and chin. The bust line can also be enlarged or lifted.
What about safety? Is cosmetic surgery a major procedure?
In the strict sense, most cosmetic surgery is not considered major, but all surgery is taken seriously. The program involves fully qualified surgeons and is supported by the full resources of the Norton Hospital.
Okay. How do interested persons contact the cosmetic surgery program?
You may call the Women's Pavilion at area code 502-562-7000.
The cosmetic surgery program of the Women's Pavilion.
We help people look their best.
I got it from Sandy. You got it from Paul. Paul got it from Ernestine. Who could have got it anywhere at all? And with my love, I gave it to you.
commercial. Sorry.
How'd you like to save a bundle?
Well, I've heard of saving whales. I mean, I never save a bundle.
No, no, no. Save a bundle on a waterbed from California Waterbed.
A bundle from heaven, maybe you're talking about.
No, listen. A bundle of money.
Money.
I mean, we got waterbeds. Canopies. Four-posters. Solid oak and cherry.
Oh, solid oak and cherry.
Why, you save hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
That's a bundle.
Why, it's the best way that you could think of to use your income tax refund.
And I'll be getting mine soon.
California Waterbeds always has the lowest prices, right?
Right you are.
California Waterbeds always has the largest selection, right?
Right you are.
Well, then come in and buy yourself a waterbed. Use your income tax refund. Take 90 days, same as cash on in-stock merchandise.
And save a bundle.
California Waterbeds, DuPont Square, Outer Loop at Preston, next to O.G. Wilson's and Dixie Highway, just north of Rockford Lane.
All right, it's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:40. Thanks for tuning us in this morning. We appreciate it. You found us. Louisville's only 10 in a row music station with the 18. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, it's me, Bill Bailey, the undisputed Duke of Louisville.
Right.
The Alpha, the Omega, right. The AC, the DC.
We know.
The AM, the FM.
Bill, what do you want?
Oh, boy. Well, Glenn, what? I did what you told me.
I
went by the caterers yesterday and I got a copy of the menu for Liz Curtis's wedding coming up. Before I give you the menu, I thought I would share something with you.
What?
The caterer said that Liz requests instead of them throwing rice after the ceremony, they throw hot buttered popcorn.
No.
Jeez, man.
Bill, come on.
Well, here's the menu.
Yeah.
They're going to have escargot, shrimp cocktail, coconut fruit cups. These, of course, are appetizers.
Right.
Clams on a half shell, papayas with lime wedges, asparagus with curried mayonnaise, oatmeal cookies. Now, for the main course, they're going to have leg of lamb, wine-marinated kebabs, stuffed cabbage rolls, ham with spiced fruits, and a gee whiz, man mentions here a couple dozen corn dogs for dessert.
Yeah.
They're going to have standard wedding cake.
Yeah.
Plus, they'll have Boston cream pie, apple crisp baked rice pudding, toffee bars, and more oatmeal cookies.
Liz Curtis's wedding,
boy.
Huh?
Glenn, you know the crazy thing about this whole deal.
No, why?
I understand there's only going to be four people at the reception.
Song 103 WRKA.
WRKA and Billy Ocean and Love on a Run. Yes, indeed. It's Caribbean Queen now with the A-Team on duty. And Kathy Lincoln has a look at traffic. Good morning, Kathy. You're looking pretty fine again today.
Thank you.
As usual.
Well, that's sweet of you to say that.
Well, you know, I'm getting kind of tired of saying it. Could you, like, look bad one day? I mean,
I guess
just
I could,
to break up the, you know, pattern of saying you look nice every day.
What would you like me to do to look bad?
I don't know. You remember the Carol Burnett show?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the cleaning lady that she used to play?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Just bring a bucket around once in a while.
Okay.
This show needs a bucket once in a while.
Thank you, Clyde. 14 before 9. What's happening?
Well, overall traffic around the Louisville area hasn't shown much difficulty this morning. Police are still working on a non-injury accident at Greenwood and Mango, but that should be cleared up soon. Interstate 65 is showing no real difficulties. 64 and the merger of 71 are showing some delay with heavy traffic volumes this morning. Hurstburn Lane and Lynn Station Road to Interstate 64 has moderate flows of traffic this morning. That's a look at the Sam Pottinger traffic. Sam Pottinger Ford, your Ford discount dealer in Oxmoor Center.
Thank you very much, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig Edwards is in the RKA Weather Center, and he says today we'll have a cloudy sky, a chance of a drizzle or two this morning, and cool high of, maybe 35. That's not very much, is it?
No.
Tonight's low, 24, and then on Saturday, partly sunny, high of 39. It's 37 degrees.
Now at RKA.
Thank you.
And, of course, Bob Rogers and I are going to go fish Sunday, aren't we, Bob?
This Sunday. I'm looking forward to
it. What are we going to catch?
Probably a cold. It's only supposed to get up to 40. It's only supposed to get up to 45.
All right. It's 13 before 9.
Krogering. There is a difference. You can feel it.
Wow.
With better choices in meat. Quality guaranteed.
Ah.
There's also a bigger variety of produce in the Kroger garden. Fresher, juicier.
Mmm.
Plus, helpful folks in every Kroger specialty department, along with low cost cutter prices. So how about it? Feel the difference. Go Krogering.
Grain-fed whole boneless chuck roll, 23 to 29 pound average, only 99 cents a pound.
November 1985, Furniture Liquidators Fairdale Warehouse badly damaged by heavy rains. Thousands of dollars in quality furniture damaged in the process. February 1986, insurance claims have been settled. Furniture beyond repair has been scrapped. Previously damaged goods have been refurbished and refinished. At Furniture Liquidators, we've redistributed this nearly perfect furniture to all of our stores where we're selling it at well below cost. For just pennies on the dollar, you could own nearly perfect furniture for nearly every room in your home. The savings go on and on. At Furniture Liquidators today, you can buy nearly perfect furniture at sacrifice, and I mean sacrifice prices. Quantities are limited. Hurry for best selection. Furniture Liquidators' misfortune can mean huge furniture savings for you. First come, first serve. Furniture Liquidators, all Kentucky and locations.
Saving you money like never before. Furniture Liquidators, saving you more.
12 before 9, it's 848 with the A-Team. Thank you, Clyde. We've been asking you to call us up and tell us, who do you think has more class, the fans of UK or the fans of UNL?
I know a lot of UK people, and I think UofL is the best.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Who has more class, UofL or UK?
UofL, by far.
Why?
Because UK doesn't even let their fans pull for their own team, even if their team's losing.
What?
UK fans don't even let you pull for your own team, even if your team is losing. They still harass you and get on you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh,
bye. Hi, who has more class, UofL or UK fans?
UK.
UK, huh?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, who has more class, UofL or UK fans?
UofL fans.
Why is that?
UK has to come down to Freedom Hall and play.
This guy's doing NyQuil, I think.
UofL don't have to go to Lexington and play.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Who has more class?
UofL.
Why is that?
Well, down in Lexington Herald, when the guy wrote the story about the UK players accepting money, and they admitted it, and then they had bomb threats at the guy's house, and they had, you know, people threatening the guy's life. If you call that class, they should send them over Russia.
Great in Derby City, the new RKA.
WRKA and Elton John and Nikita. It's the latest from him at 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:53. Larry, where are we going for lunch break today, Mr. Producer, sir?
Oh, let's see. I remember Becky Vitito was the girl's name.
Yeah?
She works for...
somebody.
That's not it either. Gee, it's at the back. Isn't it always when you're looking for something in a stack of things?
It's always the last place you look.
Right on the bottom. Here it is.
Right.
Travel Rich on Gardner Lane is where she works, and that's where we'll be going, courtesy of G.D. Ritzy.
I can't go. I got a ball.
Clyde.
Sorry.
But Bobby has a bowling tournament today, and so do I.
Yeah, that's true. What a shame.
Kathy, you have to go play baseball today, don't you?
No, I'm going roller skating.
Roller skating? Oh, it's Skate World. You know, that's funny, because our bowling tournament is right there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, looks like you, Larry. Looks like you'll be going out for lunch break today. I appreciate it, Mr. Producer.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Don't want to miss our bowling tournament today. Bobby and I are getting an award for perfect attendance.
Okay.
Every time someone asks us to do something here, they know we bowl. Hey,
that's what I'm
sorry, I can't do it. I got to go bowling.
Yeah.
So, what's happening in the news center?
They got to go bowling. They don't know.
It's cloudy, 37 degrees. Good morning. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln in the RK News Center. The Chicago-based Illinois Central Gulf Railroad may decide by next week whether to sell its Paducah-Louisville branch line. The ICG has sold three of its branch lines in the last 2 years. An explosion compared to an enormous blowtorch ripped a quarter-mile hole in a natural gas pipeline today in central Kentucky. At least six people were injured. The blast between Lancaster and Danville destroyed at least two homes, a barn, and numerous smaller farm buildings. It was the same pipeline involved in an explosion which killed four people in Metcalf County last spring.
Well, the only Louisville-area bank with Saturday banking hours will eliminate that service on Derby Day, May 3rd. President Bert Klein of the Bank of Louisville says branches just don't attract as much Saturday business anymore. One reason is the bank's system of 24-hour automated teller machines.
Jerry King was asked about the mood of some of the parents as 14-year-old AIDS victim Ryan White prepares to return to classes today in Kokomo, Indiana.
There's a lot of apprehension, perhaps caused by misapprehension.
A lot of people complain that doctors are unable to state categorically that their children will not get AIDS from contact with Ryan White. Medical officials say only that there are no known cases of casual contact causing the disease, but that's not good enough for a lot of these people who want guarantees.
Authorities in London say a retired U.S. Navy commander appeared in a London court on espionage charges under Britain's Official Secrets Act. 59-year-old John Bothwell was ordered held without bail until another hearing set for March 7th. That charge specifically states Bothwell made arrangements on or before February 16th for the communication of information that could be useful to an enemy.
Republican Connecticut Senator Lal Wicker says the administration is guilty of what he calls hypocrisy for scheduling a White House ceremony tomorrow to commemorate a law aiding the handicapped. It's a law Wicker says that President Reagan tried to eliminate. Wicker scheduled a hearing of his subcommittee for the handicapped today at the same time the reception is set to be held. The reception will be hosted by First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Well, the Kentucky Harness Racing Commission will be meeting this afternoon in Lexington to consider a regulation to require drug and alcohol testing for harness racing industry workers. Among other things, the proposed regulation would require trainers, drivers, stable hands, and all employees of harness tracks to undergo periodic testing. Two college basketball teams ranked in the Associated Press top 10 were knocked out of first place in their respective conferences last night. Maryland upset number one North Carolina 77-72 in overtime. Duke took over first place in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Number 15 Indiana edged Illinois 61-60, and the Hoosiers moved into first place in the Big Ten when 19th-ranked Michigan State surprised 7th-ranked Michigan 74-59.
RK News Time is 8:57. The advanced radar weather forecast is coming up next.
And we have a traffic update. This just reported there is an accident on Fern Valley Road near Roederer. It looks like the traffic is being rerouted in that area. It's a serious accident at Fern Valley Road near Roederer. Avoid that area.
There's a place I'd like to be. They're showing it on TV. It's the Silver Bullet, home of a Coors Light.
A Coors Light team.
There's some folks that you want to know, because the smiles are never there for show. They say have some fun with the Silver Bullet tonight.
Lou, I think we need a bouncer.
A bouncer? Why?
To handle some guy trying to take advantage of my good nature.
Fran who?
Well, nobody yet.
We'd like to be at the Silver Bullet tonight.
Silver Bullet.
Sipping on a cold course light. Party and ride. Silver Bullet won't slow you down. It's the most fun place and beer in town. There's no slowing down with a Silver Bullet tonight.
Course light.
Louisville is partying right with Cold Coors Light, America's fastest-growing light beer, the Silver Bullet.
Adolf Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
WRKA St. Matthews, Louisville.
In a land far away, the people who make the rules made a very silly rule.
Savings and loans will not make personal loans.
Now, wasn't that a silly rule? We thought so. So we got together with the people who make the rules, and using a little gentle persuasion, we got them to change the rules.
Savings and loans can make personal loans.
Very good. But you know, at the Cumberland, we still weren't satisfied, so we decided to make our own rules and help our customers get all the things they really, really want in life. Rule number one.
The Cumberland will lend money for almost any big-ticket item, especially automobiles.
Rule number two.
The Cumberland will give you an answer on an auto loan on the spot or within 24 hours.
And as soon as everybody heard that one, they all came to the Cumberland for a loan, and sure enough, they all lived happily ever after.
Equal Opportunity Lender, member FSLIC.
This is Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center. Just checking that weekend fishing forecast for a few nameless people out there in the audience this weekend.
Yeah.
We're looking for lots of sunshine. As a matter of fact, Sunday should be sunny and 45 degrees, Monday partly cloudy and 48, and Tuesday partly cloudy and 42 degrees. That's the extended outlook. Now for today, look for sprinkles. It's going to be cloudy and a little on the windy side. The temperature will continue dropping through the 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. The low temperature will be 24 degrees. And tomorrow, partly sunny skies and 42.
At Sanford Field, it's 41 degrees. It's 38 in Wadi and 37 in cloudy at WRKA. I'm Kathy Lincoln.
And I'm Bob Rogers at 103 WRKA.
I didn't know they had thermometers in Wadi.
They borrow them.
Oh, I see.
We've answered many telephone calls today requesting that we once again add the 10-calorie diet menu to our closing titles on RKA. So here is today's 10-calorie menu. For breakfast, you should have had pickled hummingbird's tongue. And if you didn't have that this morning, don't expect to lose weight. Prime rib of tadpole for lunch today, and a delectable dinner consisting of baked shrimp fins, tossed paprika, and one clover leaf.
Thank you.
Producers of the Glenn Beck and Kaleidi Kaleidi program are not responsible for accidents that may have occurred while the show was in progress. Little did we know.
Accidents? What? Ow!
Today's program has not been approved by the American Education Association, but we did win the approval of the Wadi Sanitation Service, who boasts of their thriving business with this slogan. There's one thing about garbage. Business is always picking up. Ba-da-pum. Later this morning. That was yesterday. On Monday, an exclusive sneak preview of the movie Pretty in Pink, starring Clyde E. Clyde. And the suggestion for today comes from Waldo Wigglesworth of Shively. He writes, never put both hands in a toaster. Think about it. Join us again Monday. Same Beck time, same Beck channel. And through the grace of the good Lord above, today's program has been brought to you and produced by John Happ and Bill Fast. This has been a half-assed production. This has been your enunciator pronouncing. Thank you.
Thank God it's Friday.
You ain't kidding. Thank God it is Friday.
But you know what time it is? It's Martini Time!
And you have yourself a great weekend. It's 9:02 at 103 WRKA, Louisville's 10-in-a-row music station. Insanity will now resume with Jay Roberts next.